In May, CJ's hairstyling in downtown Sanford was destroyed. The insides were covered in the same layer of mud that blanketed much of the town after the dam just up the street collapsed.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Now, owner Connie Mettner is giving a haircut.
I'm so busy that I can barely get out of bed in the morning. I'm so crippled, but I'm not complaining one bit. It's better than being home all the time. So, yeah, and this is the best place I could ever dream of having.
Mettner reopened her doors last week and says she's been booked up with hair appointments ever since. That's good because Mettner says she's paid for a new place with a mixture of grant money from the Midland Area Community Foundation, personal savings, and donations.
We used up our savings. We used every penny we've ever had, and now we live every moment, paycheck to paycheck.
Down the street from Connie, on the west end of the village, construction workers are in the process of repaving the road into town. Ray Bowers's R&R Auto Sales sits near this construction. It was one of the stores hardest hit by the flood. He says his own house near the now-drained Wixom Lake was also flooded.
So I'm trying to get a home to live in now. This has been, had to wait. And it's just a hard time trying to get anybody to help.
Bowers says he's been living out of a trailer while he repairs his home. FEMA has helped cover the cost of a new furnace, but wouldn't cover the cost of his hot water heater. His frustrations mounted when he realized the Small Business Administration would only offer loans to help restart his business.
At 66 years old, I didn't plan on starting over. And I says, I don't want a loan. I says, I can't afford to pay it back. I have no job. I have no income. So how do you expect me to pay it back?
The Four Lakes Task Force has proposed a $338 million plan to rebuild and renovate the dams impacted by the flooding and to restore the drained Wixom and Sanford Lakes. The plan would require local homeowners in the region to help pay for the project, sometimes to the tune of thousands of dollars every year. The plan does not require homeowners' approval. Bowers says he doubts he could afford it.
Why should we have to pay for something somebody else caused? That don't make sense. Taxpayers have always done that. Bailed everybody out, but not this time.
County officials say they are still in the process of determining how many area residents are living in tents or trailers heading into the winter. As of October 15th, $27 million in FEMA assistance have gone to assist residents impacted by the flooding.
Buddy.
You ever seen some blinds like this? Look at this.
Yeah.
Penny Tyler is a Sanford resident who had a house donated to her by Great Lakes Homes.
And the floods took everything from me, but I got gifted.
Tyler's home is a one-story that she occupies with her little dog, Bugs. She says, at least on her street, residents are doing well.
So I'm not sure how many people are still in tents and motorhomes or RVs, you know. I don't see it myself, but I know that there are still people needing a lot of help. We got winter coming up, and it's going to be cold. It's already cold.
Tyler says she isn't so sure she wants the Sanford Dam to be rebuilt at all.
If they ever put that back together, I'm not too keen. I don't know if I really want them to. We never even looked at it like a risk before. Nobody thought this was going to happen. I mean, we all just walked away thinking, all right, we'll be right back, you know. Oh, no, we got right back and there was nothing.
It's a sentiment echoed by Connie Mettner of CJ's Hairstyling. Her business is downtown, but her house is just west of where the Sanford Lake used to be. She says the idea that residents won't get to vote on whether to make huge payments to help rebuild the dams just doesn't make sense.
I mean, my mom's going to get it. And she's 91. She doesn't make any more money. How fair is that? How many people, and the attitude is, well, if you can't afford, move? Mom's 91. She shouldn't have to move.
A spokesperson with the Four Lakes Task Force says before they assess properties to determine how much each resident will have to pay, a third-party group will survey homeowners about their interest in restoring the lakes. The task force says, quote, restoring the lakes has to be affordable for the community, and this will be a major factor in the decision on how we proceed. The survey is expected to be conducted early next year. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.